was.
We are back from recess to start today's BOE for 7/27/2015. And Wesley or Miss Neely, are these the ones that we have not made decisions on?
Linda Atkins, she did not receive her appointment by mail. She never received it, and she called in. I called her, actually, left a message, and asked her to call Wesley to get rescheduled, and at that time you had already denied her, but she has not had a hearing yet. So she is here today for her hearing.
So we denied her on the basis of what?
On the basis that she wasn't here because we didn't have any evidence, if I remember.
Is this the afternoon I wasn't here?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay, because I don't remember this.
But she contacted me and told me she did not receive anything in the mail and would like to appear. So she's scheduled first and present.
And that is fine with me. Did you say she contacted you or you contacted her, though?
I called her during the meeting.
Find out if she was coming.
She was coming to the meeting.
Gotcha.
And left a message. She contacted me that night at home.
Okay.
And then I called Wesley and asked him to schedule her.
Okay.
Or
Miss Atkins? Are you Miss Atkins?
Yes.
Yep, go ahead and come up to the podium here, and we will look at your property.
Which one are we talking
about? The very first one here.
119.
Yep, 119. Before you start, ma'am, the board has already made a motion and a second to deny, so I think we need to take that into consideration first, and if the board chooses to...
Okay, if what you're saying is, would the board reconsider hearing that case?
Correct.
I'll make a motion to rescind my motion on this issue and rehear the case.
Mr. Kerbo?
One second.
So we have a motion and a second to rescind the vote that was taken on... 14th of July. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Oh,
did you say aye?
Yeah.
Oh. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ma'am, go right ahead.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
So right now we currently have your property assessed at $24,461. Wesley, do you have any information that she sent in? And you believe that the current market value is 50% less than the assessed value?
There was a real estate agent appraised it according to current market value.
Okay.
Comparisons.
Do you have that with you, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, just go ahead and bring it up.
Can we have a history on this?
So this right here is your actual assessed. Mr. Bennell? What is this right here?
Oh, I gave you the wrong one, I think. Wrong paper. I think that was my original.
That was that motion that was made on the last day. Just to query if anybody that didn't have it.
Is that succession records?
We looked at some sort of history on that from last year. So it's not changed since. But just say, I can't hardly see that with that.
I'm trying to get it larger for you.
That's what it was.
It's actually went down since 13, right? No, it went up just, well, at the top numbers is what I can't.
461 in 2015, so it's lower than it was in the previous years.
Is that 2016 new, since we've?
Yeah, it's started popping up pretty recently.
Okay.
Because they're working in
2016.
So that was the one that I got from you, wasn't it?
What's that, ma'am?
From the assessor's office.
What's that?
The first one that I gave you.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The market analysis is the other one.
Okay. So we have a comparable market analysis that shows that's for a 1986 mobile home at that address with the current land valuation totaling $12,067. Now, these are lots.
Two lots.
Two lots in its...
Two lots
in this market analysis.
Jeff Reynolds with Keller Williams.
He's not an appraiser.
He's not an appraiser.
Just a real estate agent.
Correct.
Right. What's his, although it's not usable, let me say this, it's not reliable evidence. I don't know what the terminology would be. It's not an appraiser, which we usually take into heavy consideration, but it would be.
Well, one I'm showing our... Mr. Bennell is showing 1992, and I believe that's saying it's a 1986. So is that some of our discrepancy? Do you know what year yours is, ma'am?
It's a 1986.
Sometimes we don't have any way of knowing what okay. the year is. You know, there's no tag on, and a lot of times they will guess, and so they evidently guessed at some point down the road.
Is that?
At 92, and yeah, it would make some difference, sure.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on this one, Mr. Pennell?
No. I do consider the realtors, if they do an analysis, if they look at other properties, not exactly as a fee appraiser, as Danny would say, but they do know the market out there. So I give pretty strong weight to what they come up with.
That's one of the recommendations to be a board member, is either an appraiser or a real estate agent.
The you have the land value currently is $6,277.
That's pretty common value that we have for that area.
Pull, if you don't care to pull that up, I'm not arguing the point or anything. I just like to see what it looks like on the
GIS
stand. It's a.
Have you seen the new GIS system?
Corner lot, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't like it, or do you?
It's different. You got a communication error, it looks like.
You don't like it. Coming
and
change in our vendor, it doesn't have any connection.
So mine pulled up.
Changed it on us, and this is going to the old site. That's what I'm saying.
So
when he built it to connect to the old.
Program. Gotcha.
So you're going to have to go into GIS separately. You can't use the program to go in. So we get that fixed.
Now, this got the current land valuation at, according to this, is $2,067.
See, I'm showing $6,277. That's what I'm trying to figure out why it's.
Right,
this,
it's not.
This includes the mobile home. That piece of paper you gave me.
$12,000 and change, yes.
Yeah, but it's not right.
No, it says mobile home is about, he says about $10,000.
He says the mobile home's $10,000, but then he's got $2,067 for the land value. or just got their hearing that it's $6,000 is what they're, what he's got the property on, that pretty well his standard for that area.
Well,
do you live in that mobile home?
Not now. I just recently married.
Does anybody live in it?
My daughter's living in it.
Well, I'll tell you this. A mobile home that's not worth over $10,000 is really trash mobile home. That's...
Now we've got 1992 on it.
That's a 1986. It's on... I can...
I think what Mr. Kerbo's saying is not that yours is. I think he's saying that if it is one that's only worth that amount, then it would be. Is that correct?
I'm saying it's got to be in terrible condition to not be worth more than $10,000. If it's livable and somebody lives in it, I think the mobile home is probably worth more than $10,000.
Okay.
Is it a single
ride
or a double?
It's a single.
Mr. Kerbo, would you, we've got this at $24,000. Is that what we've got it on there for?
That's assessed, but I'm not appraised.
Right? No, that's appraised.
That's appraised. Would you...
The assessed is $46.50.
Would this board consider, and this is for discussion, lowering this $4,000 to making it $20,000 for the total?
That's my question to you guys on what you want to do as a board. But, Mr. Pennell, do you want to look at the age difference, 92 to 86, and see that discrepancy and tell us what that might make a difference of?
I can run and get that chart. We've got it on at 78%.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the lowest rung on our chart is 40%. And if memory serves me right, that's 18 years old.
Okay.
So, and you said it was 84?
86.
86 model?
Yeah. Yes, that's 29 years old.
So.
I'm even older than that.
It would meet that lowest.
Doesn't happen often in here.
On the chart at 40%.
Okay. 40% of the, so you said that.
Let's see.
Can we call your office and have them bring the chart?
What year did you say the mobile home was built?
It's an 86, but they have it put down as a 92. So there's an 8-year discrepancy.
Now, I understand this right. It's on at 78% now.
86 would be 6-year discrepancy, excuse me.
It's on at 78% now. We could lower that percentage down to that 45, or maybe even 80. 50 from going what Mr. Kerbo said. If it's
12,
not
two,
at 50% livable.
Eight. Two.
That's where I'm going with it.
Curious as to what he's going to come back with.
18.
Curious as to what he's coming back with.
8. Would you change that to 40% on the depreciation and see what kind of a figure you get?
Or just take
that the same thing. Anyway.
No, it don't make any difference whenever you change the percentage of value. That's how they scale that, is he presents this bill to them with, and whatever those numbers are, it's already at 78% off.
Well, I think she's just saying to make it more accurate on the website.
Yeah, I like accuracy.
Yeah.
To have it in my office, I like it. That way nobody can come back the next year and say you have the wrong year on.
True. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about values. I'm thinking about values, not the fact that you're changing what the year is.
It makes it like 93.25 if I'm
right. Mainly just interested in the mobile.
Click it.
Do you understand what he gave you on the paperwork for the real estate's wrong? Your real estate agent, he gave you what's on there is misrepresentative of what there. I mean, he's got your property at $2,000.
I think that's all I need for now, Robert. Thank you.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So the house, the home itself has got $10,000. As Mr. Curbo said, the home itself, he's got on it $10,000. But he's got your real estate value at at $2,067. We know your real estate's worth more than $2,067, or you'd have a buyer there for the real estate.
Yeah.
And he's saying your mobile home's worth
$10,770.
At 40%?
Moving the mobile home to 40%. Yeah.
But that would be...
That's appraised for the whole property, $17,770, if you move the mobile home to 40% depreciation.
Okay, it knocks it down to the 11... 5 or 10 range, whatever, then you have the 6277
so
back in.
So that knocks it down to what?
Total, 17,770 for both residential structure and land. Here.
I think that sounds fair.
It makes the mobile worth $11,493.
The mobile home, yeah. I don't put a lot of credibility into that assessment. Yeah, 11,000, it could be. So I'll make a motion to accept that.
Except that the assessor's recommendation on that. What's that? 11,770?
11,493 on the mobile and 6,270.
I need my addition again here. I'm using Fisk. Sorry, guys. $16,770.
Did he give you a valuation for the mobile home itself?
Yes.
You see what he's doing with $10,000 here, which we figure is worth a little bit more than that, but then $2,000 for your property. See what I'm saying? Yeah. $2,067 on that. I'm just saying the total value is that, and I can't be right. So.
That was $16,000, and I made a motion to accept that $16,000.
Okay, $16,770, whatever it was. I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to accept the assessor's recommendation of setting the value at $16,770. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm still trying to figure out how you got to 16,770, because if you take 9,048 and you add 6,277.
We got a wood deck.
Oh, okay.
Then
okay.
We got a utility building, then the land.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So, ma'am, we lowered the value to 16,770 appraised value, so the assessed value will be, Mr. West, I'll tell you here in just a second. $3,186. Then you divide that by the 100, so you've got $318 times whatever the taxes are in your area. And that's based on school levies and other things there. So
okay.
I don't know what those values are. All right.
Thank you.
You will receive a letter in the mail from the clerk's office stating what happened here today. If you don't like it, there's an option at the end of the letter. It'll tell you how to go through the State Tax Commission to appeal it there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much.
So the next one's Foxborough. And if you'll notice, you've got viewing number 132. But if you turn your page over, we had to go in and ever on the wall. So, 241, all the way to...
Oh, ma'am, did you want this? Thank you.
Thank you. All the way to 268 is all
Foxborough. 241, 268.
Question 132.
gentlemen, what this is the, were you guys here?
No.
So Randy and Mr. Kerbel, this is the, it's a hotel that was turned into condos. So each condo is represented on there. Wesley, do you care to pull that up so I can kind of, I think it might be easier to show.
241 at 268.
They're hotel rooms is what they are. But they're labeled as condos because he had it or purchased it from an individual that had it set up as condos. Danny, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know where it's at, Mr. Kerbel. That's what I was going to tell him. But it's in but
it's not on 76.
No, it's on the old expressway.
Expressway.
Yeah, the old one, the way okay. It went around on Gretna, you know, and went around. It's where Snaden built all of them. What's the one right across the street?
King's Quarters.
King's Quarters.
Exactly where it is.
Yeah, and then right across the street, there it is.
So here it is right here. So off of the expressway is where the hotel is, and then below it is another...
This is the hotel area.
Yep. With all the condos. Those are all individual condos. Now, he's getting it changed to where they're going to be all hotel rooms. Half of it, I guess, is hotel. Yeah. Half of it's condos.
But our problem is, Mr. Kerbel, is the fact that he has... He's having it replatted now to do away with the condos, but as of January the 1st, which we have to deal with, it wasn't.
Right.
2015, it wasn't changed, and we have to evaluate them as condos. He's getting it straightened out, but we're not at that point yet.
So
we're looking at as condos.
Right, and the suggestion was, and it was by me, was $35,000 a room. And I believe there was one condo that was larger. He said he paid right at $80,000 or
$100,000.
Was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a big amount.
I don't have my
35.
Notes.
You said room. Is that 35,000? 35,000
a condo. Correct, a condo unit.
I thought it should be a little higher, but
I think that's what he said he paid for. Essentially, it's two hotel rooms put together.
Yeah. Okay.
Except for one. One unit was quite a bit larger. And that was, I think you're right, it was $110,000. And then...
I thought it was 39 for the condos, not 35.
No, it's 35.
That's not a very good location.
Right.
Compared to on 76 or
it's just overflow rooms from the main motels, all it is.
But I say this, $35,000 for a condo unit, whether it's two rooms, is a very low. So,
used to be hotel rooms and they just combined it. How well the work they did on it is. You remember who the property owner was there? It has something to do with the value.
Well, what?
The problem is there was very little evidence presented to us as to what an actual value is.
He told us he bought it at $35,000, but it was under stress. The guy was wanting out of it, and he was wanting to buy it to close those in.
See, he bought the building and was wanting to buy them all so that he could have
sole possession
of all of them, and then that way he could get rid of it as being a condo and make it a hotel. Solely. The bottom two levels are hotel rooms. The top two levels, is that right? Was it four levels? Bottom two were hotel rooms. Top two were condos.
If you're right.
So it's kind of a...
Well, so what are we supposed to do?
That's a pretty good idea. That's pretty good where we ended up. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah. So
my recommendation was to send it on to the state, but then Brandon thought that we might be able to help the individual. We talked to him out here. He was here. And we thought we might be able to, if we set it at Brandon wanted 35, I said 39 or 40.
I don't think you ever say anything on this one.
Well,
it was the hotel that we had that you and Mike were going back on.
Oh, the 900.
The 900 or the 700,000.
Yeah.
That was between you and Mike.
Did he actually appear here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the day I wasn't here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you say Mr. Paulson was going to be here today?
I thought he was. Did you think he was coming?
I thought he was too.
Yeah, well. And I believe it came out to be, was it, I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't have my notes with me.
Don't you figure it up at 39.5, see what that is?
Well, how many rooms were there?
Wow.
I guess it'd say on here, wouldn't it?
No.
Is that...
Now, this what I've got up there is the front...
That's the motel. That's not the condo. Yeah.
That's the one that there was no decision made on it either?
Correct.
Well, that's the one that Mike and I had to. I said to set it at 900,000.
Got a number for you.
Mike had 790.
811,200.
You got a minute?
811,200 is what he had.
Seven.
Yes, sir.
Seven.
And I said 900.
Zero. Zero. Dash two.
This is the
first motion.
023.
Okay. Confused. Some of them have different.
23. They're different sizes and everything.
Oh. There's the second motion.
Started motel room. Are they making these for the probably the
first motion? Well, I don't remember 811,200 coming out.
Well, yeah,
I thought it was.
I
thought it was 700 or 900.
Oh, is it? I thought it was 7,000.
A room.
Mike was 9,000, and I remember Danny's was 11,000.
You're talking about two different properties.
It's per room.
I'll tell you what, I think I would be more agreeable.
Huh?
I would be more agreeable to 39.5 than it would be 35.
Or if we knew how many rooms it was, we'd figure it up right.
I think it's 26 rooms.
Was those 26 condos and then the other rooms on top of it, Brandon, or that's all together?
I think it was 26 at the 39.5, there was one at the 110. And then there would have been the...
That's right, we had one that was off-brand.
And then the bottom rooms, I think I figured at 10,000 rooms just to... Because I think you were at 9 and you were at... Mike was at 11, so I just said 10 just to have a...
It was 11.
Yeah, you're right.
What'd that come out to?
Well, just the condos was 1,137,000.
I thought I'd seen that figure up there somewhere.
I did too.
I saw a figure of 1 million something, yeah. And then there was what he
change it back here.
500,000 is what he was.
We got a 1,000,001 something on there, don't we?
I think that might be our currently appraised value, and they were asking for like 522.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Kenny's looking to see if he can find numbers on the amount of rooms in it.
Well, the thing we're going to run into now is we've got every individual condo listed.
Right.
So we can go through, and the ones that are at 54,740 take down to the 39.5, if it's agreeable with everybody. And that one that's at 81,000. There was one that he said he paid, there it is. One that's 160,000, I think he said he paid 110 for.
I've got the 110 on number
770. Oh, that's number
261. Yeah, we have 261. 54. I'm sorry. 76. Yeah. You and number 261, I'm showing.
261? Not 254? That's what my note was saying. Okay. Because 261's a 54,740. That's what I was asking. The only one that was extremely high was the...
And then the 267 and 268
when we knew they weren't worth 81,000. And Chuck went out and cut it down to 1,199,000. Is that what you had, Chuck?
That's what it's showing, yeah.
You cut it down from one something.
What happened?
267 and 268 are the high ones. Brandon, that's the hotel.
Okay.
That's what my notes are showing.
Well,
I'm assuming the 624 is the front part.
What happens if we deny this? That means he takes it to the state.
That was my recommendation. It's such a mess.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right, I was just coming up with something kind of off the seat of my pants. I think Abby's favorite taking it state.
Do you want to list those BOE numbers?
132 is the hotel itself.
Right, this would be 241 through.
And then 241 through 268. They're all Foxborough. Are you willing to deny all of those?
We deny all of them, let him take it to the state. The whole thing was is Mr. Williams, and I appreciate the fact he thought that it would be better for them to have us set a value. But my opinion was it's such a mess that it needs to be taken on to the state, because next year and the following year, whenever it's changed,
it's going to come back to us again.
Yeah, they're going to come
like
back.
Like I said, I think if we do something, we're doing like I said, kind of all the tanks without really some good conclusive evidence.
Are you making that motion, sir?
I'll make a motion.
On all the BOE numbers attached to that building, sir? Or just, okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to deny all the BOE numbers 241 through 268.
Did you all hear me?
We'll deal with that one in just a second.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Now, what number? Tell me again.
Now, we have, that was 241 through 268. Now, we do have the, yep. We have the hotel at, Wesley, can you pull that up again, please? Mr. Kerbo and Randy, we have a hotel above it that's not in the convoluted mess. That we haven't dealt with either.
Now let me explain to you how you read on there where I had $900,000 on this building. I originally didn't have $900,000. I had more. I was just trying to come to a compromise.
You get $11,000 on the building.
Do what?
You get $11,000 on the building. $11,000 on the room.
I don't remember, but I was trying to compromise on the price, and that's the reason how I got down to 9,000 or 900,000, as you'll see on there.
We're back up here at 132.
Okay, right
here. Chuck had already lowered this unit or these buildings.
Okay, this is still possible.
Right, it's not the condos below it though; it's just the motel. That's above it. There.
Can you pull us up some numbers on that, Wesley?
Want to do values of what it was before?
History and everything, because Chuck lowered it by 800. No, by 150,000. Is that what it looks like? Or?
125 looks like.
I can't even see it. So
it was about 125,000. It was 1,323,000, and now it's at 1,199,000.
And it was my compromising to lower it to 900,000.
Now wait a minute. It's at 1,199,000 now.
Yes.
And where did it show?
1,323,544.
Okay, I see it.
Was 2014's. It's lowered for 2015 at 1,199,405. Danny made a motion to set it at 900,000. It died for lack of second. Mr. Schofield made a motion for, I believe,
$9,000.
It was $800.
Motion died for lack of second. And then Danny made a motion again for $900,000, and motion died due to a lack of second.
Who made it? $900,000? You did?
That was Danny.
I did.
And he made a motion.
Mr. Schofield did.
Mike Schofield made a motion, set at $9,000 originally.
And it died for lack of second.
Correct.
And then Danny made another motion for the $900,000 again. there was a standoff.
At gunslinger.
And I stood on the, I sat right there on the fence.
Which is the worst place to be?
How many rooms is this?
Shot in the middle.
What's that?
How many rooms?
I don't remember. Do you remember, Mr.
Well, my record shows 174. But that could be.
That include the bottom?
That could be the bottom. And Kenny showed it to be 100 units.
Well, 100 units would make sense at 9,000 a room for 90.
Which would leave 74 rooms for this one.
That'd be what Danny had.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
Well, it's showing 174, and I'm guessing that might be a number for both units. I'm guessing.
Right.
Kenny found in the old file, it looked to be 100 units on the one y'all denied, the back one. So possibly there's 74 left in the front one, because it's not four stories, I'm quite sure.
I think that's
true. That's 10,962 a room at $811,200.
I think that could be in reverse, though, from looks of the
physical
size of the buildings on the plat.
74 on the bottom part, yeah. 100 rooms up top.
Maybe so.
That's what it looks like to me. Look at that building there, and then go down and look at the other one right below it.
Yeah, but like you said, there's...
It's four stories, I think.
Four stories instead of...
Two, three, four, I don't know.
Well, we're not... Yeah. That means there's not enough parking spots there for all the hotel rooms they've got, if there's 100 rooms there.
Yeah. Same over that bottom one. I think at one time, wasn't the bottom a parking lot for the overflow? I believe it was. The bottom motel was built on a parking lot for the overflow from the top.
Well, I'm showing 77 rooms, or 77 parking spots, so it might be 74 rooms.
Yeah.
Or is that how you guys decide how many rooms there are, is count parking spots?
That could have been.
Well, I don't feel comfortable making a decision without knowing exactly how many rooms we have. So we want to wait and see if he comes by. What do you guys want to do?
We deny it, too. Let him take it. When they take the other one, because they're going to argue the point that Chuck's already...
He's going to have to go stay with the condos, right?
Yeah.
He's going to go stay with Richmond, too.
I think they'd be better off to let us do it at 900,000, but...
Well, we can always set it at 900,000, and...
He still goes
to state. And he still goes
to state.
Yeah, okay.
I'll make the motion again, and don't put this one down on there, Wesley, so that I don't have three motions for $900,000, because that's $2.7 million if you do it that way.
You're pretty sharp.
$900,000, Danny.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-132 at a value of $900,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
What is this? Larry Dennison from St. Louis Teleconference.
Brandon, if I remember right, the gentleman just presented and didn't...
He didn't want to be...
He didn't care about talking about it. You tried to call him, if I remember right, and got his answering machine, and we found a note that said...
You got any notes on that one, Randy?
No, he was absent.
And your old notes? I can look back through my old notes and see, but...
Is this the one that they signed a... No. This is the one right there on the lakefront.
Correct.
And it's down there by Mr. Kerbo's house, and we were going to ask him...
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is, and we were going to ask you property values on...
You weren't here, so we were going to ask you.
Yep. What's a lake lot worth on Table Rock Lake? Can you pull it up, please, Wesley?
Is it lakefront?
It's lakefront.
It's about as much lakefront as you can get. It's in a cove.
As you're going across the...
Twin.
Right below your place on the lake, I think. Right below your place on the lake. Right on the... He'll get you a picture there pretty quick, looks like.
All right, let me see that.
Do you remember, Randy, or were you here?
Randy wasn't here. That was the day that neither one of them...
And that's just a vacant lot?
No, it's got...
No, it's got that building on it. House.
And he also owns the lot just to the north, just to the west as well. I didn't raise those because they're vacant. But your house is just on north of there a little bit, Mr. Curbo, and he's right there on... Maybe expand that a little bit, Wes, and he could tell better where he is.
You live anywhere out there, Mr. Curbo?
We don't need to let him tell people where he lives.
Anywhere in that general area.
Clearwater Acres?
Yeah. But that... Ridgeview.
The bridge is...
Pull it down a little bit.
Yeah, right over. Yeah.
Okay, go down Ridgeway, you turn on Holly Street. There's my house.
Okay.
No, back, well, right down just a little bit, left, right there.
I say we raise that to...
That's my bedroom right there.
I say we raise that to about $4 million.
And
assessed.
Now, okay, now,
the appraisal,
you know where
be
that is. Now show me where the...
Right there.
Your old fishing spot down there.
Fishing spot.
That's your old fishing spot.
They were pretty good lots.
Those were pretty good lots.
Well,
I'm trying to bring it in a bit closer.
Nice move.
Did he have a recommended?
I think he wanted to leave it at the 15,000.
He wants what?
It was at, that's the wrong one.
Is it?
Yep.
The lot went from
15,000 to 70,000.
Well, I know a guy just around the corner from there.
Okay.
Sold a lot last year for $250,000.
Just for the lot?
For the lot.
Wow.
But the guy wanted it bad.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But he don't think it's worth... He wants it. He don't think it's $70,000.
I think he says it's worth $15,000.
That's the reason we waited on you, because we knew you lived out there and you would know more about what the value was.
I'd make a motion in a second that it's worth at least $70,000.
You do a motion and a second?
He said he would. I don't think we'll let that one out. We'll let you make a motion to deny it if you'd like, sir.
So that would be the... If a motion to deny would be the word, leave it at now, $70,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion, a second, to deny BOE number 2015-141, therefore leaving the value at $70,000 on the land. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Mr. Kerbo?
Larry Dempsey. I'm trying to think.
He lives in St. Louis. Do you have a vote on that one, sir? Would you like to vote on that one?
Yeah.
How do you vote, sir?
A vote.
Aye. All opposed?
I vote.
Nay. Motion carries. I'm going to put all ayes, okay?
Okay.
And you say we're going to raid Colonel Kerbo's?
I was saying,
the same location.
Yeah, same location. Let's bring up Colonel Kerbo. Now, his isn't lakefront. So when I said $4 million, I meant three. I had $3 million. Danny, that was you that seconded it, right?
Yep.
Okay, Larry Guthrie.
Rebecca Ann Guthrie.
That's 2015-2. Was that a... That was the first day. It was a condo, or probably, yep. We haven't, a lot of these we were waiting on other things to hear from, and we really didn't hear anything.
Yeah, but they're all different. That's the problem. But you're right. That's what our thought process was. We're going to wait till we had a bunch of them in the same.
We didn't
these
have
are different sizes.
Did you go by building?
Well, that, I was saying we didn't have. You say, what did you say, Donna? We did not have a bunch?
No.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Wes, could you bring up the application where he showed his opinion of value? Because I don't remember y'all wanting to do all of Point Royale. We did.
And we're waiting to see if we had any more Point Royale. Right now,
but you didn't you say you lowered condos or?
Well, I'd originally raised them by 5%, but I had the guy, the programmer, take them back to their original value. And we had lowered individual ones, yes, that people called in with information.
3.1L.
We had two, we had a duplex.
I think we fixed it, didn't we?
Yep.
I see more Emerald Point than I do.
Well,
this may be a good time for me to visit about what I think.
What did he want?
It's 4.
He's showing 55,000 opinion of value. He paid 44,250 on a foreclosure. The way I'm reading that.
Yep. That's currently
okay,
set.
Then I said foreclosure.
That's currently set at 78,490.
This might be a good time for me to discuss what I planned on making a motion on. We have this area, and Chuck has made mention, and Chuck, you brought to this board's attention with the other two that were absent. It wasn't a recommendation, but it was a notification of what we thought you thought we might ought to do because of some of this.
I wasn't saying what you ought to do at all. I was just telling you history of what had happened in the past.
Well, and at that time I told you to be sure and present that to the total board instead of just to the three.
I can do that if y'all like.
What? I mean, what? Some of the name Mr. Turbo missed, or?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. Because there's a world of difference in condo values at Point Royale.
Yeah.
Some of them are, you know, they're old. Do you know how many units are in this building?
That's why I was kind of wondering. Different buildings out there, different locations, and...
Different views.
Different views. Some of them that sit over on the bluff or looking back toward the dam or much. Some faces.
Is that the
unit
we're looking at?
That's the unit, sir.
There was 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I know they aren't really selling a lot of them out there. I mean, the ones that are selling are
low.
Do we know how many floors? A lot of those
are
293 levels high.
Yeah. 291,
309, and 322. But check, fill me in. Like if somebody calls in, you lower it on a condo, do you go into that building and lower all the other ones, or?
Seldom.
I mean, even though they're in the same building?
Seldom.
Same?
And the reason we didn't do a whole building was because there's a bit of a distress in Fall Creek and Point Royal is what I, as I took a lot of calls, come to the mind that there's a bit of a distress in the condominiums. And Fall Creek raised their, my understanding is they raised their homeowners association a lot. And that's caused people to want to get out and they're selling for a song, so to speak. So the reason I didn't do a whole building again is because I didn't feel like we had strong enough evidence that they were all going down that path. But there were some individuals that came along and they'd had it on the market. They had it on the market for a considerable time at a value. I took that as something to indicate value. But we didn't get around, measure, and look at all of them for one thing. I didn't have the time to do that, didn't get to that area. And it was just not a clear-cut thing that I felt comfortable just going in and changing.
And I think the point is just opposite of the, where you say Fall Creek Reserve, DOA, point has high.
Already had high.
And people would look at that and say,
yep.
You know.
It's turned off to a lot of folks, yeah. I imagine.
But I would not consider Fall Creek or Point Royal.
No, I agree.
Well, that may not be the right word, but Fall Creek, if you go online and look at a realtor site or what's available, and you'll find condos, I think, from 15 or 20,000 to 100,000. Like you said, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And they're not all the same units, not saying that. But it seemed like there's some of them that are just wanting to get out of there, and that's why I used the term distress, and that may not be the right term to use.
At the point, condos have to pay a POA on top of, or a COA on top of the POA, too. They have to pay I pay is a POA, and then the condo association.
Yep.
So, I mean, play golf, you probably want to play
you have
more.
To pay more to play golf. So, and then you get an assessment, a golf assessment, whether you play golf or not. Everybody in that community has been assessed $500 some per property, which pays for the golf course. I mean, which
we got 78,490. And what's he looking for?
55.
Huh?
55. What evidence did he have, anything?
There it is. Yeah, we.
But this is in the Burnham area. What I thought I saw.
If I recall, the Burnham area is.
It's a nice, I mean, there's nice area in there. I mean, it's not like some of the other condo buildings that. I mean, can you pull that up on the map, Wesley? Where that?
Real quick, what's he saying there, Wesley? That it's next door to my condo in the same square footage.
This condo is next door to mine in the same square footage. No discrepancy in adjusted value.
Condo 59.2 is 60,000. Condo 59.3 is 78,000.
That's right next door. You mean?
Can you bring the map, see where those are located?
See a parking lot right there beside it, Randy.
Port Royal Drive and then Burn.
Okay.
Just zoom out just a little bit, Wes.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I know where those are. Yeah. I was looking at the ones on the other side.
It's across the
where it says Burn, and then those are nice. These are all in a big building.
They're big buildings.
Yeah.
Two levels, three levels. Are those where is those in relation to the clubhouse?
Back toward going that
toward
the
entrance.
Yeah. It's just back the other way. Keep on going. Right there is We're getting close. Yeah, that's clubhouse right there.
So that's number nine right there?
And are they on the lake side?
No, they're right in the middle.
Back up the hill?
Yeah. Right there, see?
All right.
The lake side is off to the left of them.
All right.
Basically no view whatsoever out of them.
I mean, looking at...
Looking back.
You might get a little shot. Well, I don't even know if you can see the golf course from there. Maybe through certain... unit there you might see through.
Closely to these two buildings,
they might be. Yeah. So, they're safe whenever I play golf?
I don't know. See, that's I haven't seen you play golf.
That's an added value right there.
Yeah, that's not on the golf course. Let's go back and look at what he wants, what he's looking for. Say 50.
55.
And the one next to him, 60...
60, 7, 59.
59.5. His is 78 now. Was that after the decrease?
Don't have a clue. Well, from 78 to 59.
Can you... What was it last year and the year before last?
That's 78 to 59.
78.
It did not get the increase.
Well, 78, 474. Not much difference.
The 72.14, 2014. So it didn't go up any in 2014 to 2015.
Right, it did not get the increase. Was it reassessed or?
No, we haven't been out to.
I really don't see anything wrong with it. 78,490. Well, you know, Paul, you know that.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at the one that was next to it.
Well, maybe it's too low.
Could be. I mean, what was he saying that he 50?
He said opinion of market value is 55,000 unfurnished. They purchased it for $44,250.
Out of foreclosure?
Out of foreclosure.
Foreclosure, they put $10,950 into it.
Well, I don't put a lot of faith in foreclosure.
Yeah.
So what do you gentlemen want to do? I hear Mr. Krobo saying, I believe that he thinks it's correctly assessed.
So that would be a motion to deny.
Do we have that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to deny BOE number 2015-2. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Mr. Kerbal, how do you vote?
Aye. Yes.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Well, we're ready to go all the way through the Foxborough.
We've already done that, sir.
Yeah.
It was originally a teleconference. BOE number 2015-21.
2015.
Second page.
Top of the second page.
On the front back. On the back.
Which one is this?
It's
a
purchase price of $75,000.
I'm trying to remember where it's at.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think this is Branson Creek, and I believe the gentleman was in to speak to you. And I spoke to his wife. couple, 3 months ago. And she...
You can highlight that parcel number, though, can't you?
Is this one that we said that
she dropped it? She presented the same evidence, I think, that he had presented to me. And, again, this is an area we hadn't been. I was moved to lower it to $25,000, and they feel like it ought to be a lot lower than that. And then he went ahead and appealed, needless to say.
You agreed to lower it from?
I lowered it to $25,000. It was at like $50,000 or
$60,000. Wow.
Yeah.
This is one of the vacant lots.
And from everything I've seen in the market that I get to see is they're too high. And I think 25 is maybe not even low enough, but it was closer to value than what we were at 60 or whatever it was.
And I understand it's part of the valuation, it's part of the this and the that, but it's not too high of a valuation. It's just whenever you start tacking on all the other fees that's tacked on with it, it's whenever it starts, like the HOAs and the SIDs and the different things. So I don't think that the county should have to lower the actual value of the property whenever. I understand those.
But those SIDs don't even hit until they get to the collector's office. They're not in his tax book.
Well, my point is the reason people wouldn't buy it is because of that.
But it is an effect.
It's an effect of it. It's an effect of it, but it's not.
There's some of both, Brandon, because there are lots that are not, they're just in a plain subdivision, no fees of any kind, and they're down low too. And I don't know whether there is a fee. I imagine there is out here. But
well, it kind of goes back to what you and I are talking about. Just because there's not a buyer doesn't mean there's not a value.
Excellent point. The buyers are few, and so those that are wanting to sell are probably selling a lot of times cheaper than what the true value is because there's...
But you already lowered it from...
Let me look here. Can you pick up previous there, Forrest West?
Yes, please.
Quicker than I can, I think. Yeah, it was at $60,000. I lowered it to $25,000.
What do you gentlemen want to do?
I make a motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I agree with that. I second.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE number 2015-21. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 You dropped it from 60 to 25. I just say let's don't get too greedy.
Yeah.
All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
Yes, nay. Nay.
You don't want a nay. You want an aye.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't want a nay.
I heard you say I first. I got that one.
Okay.
Are we going to pass Foxborough now?
Yeah. Yep. Madison Street Rentals, yes. Number 3.
This one? Right there. Emerald Point.
And I've got 3 Emerald Points.
3, 7, and 321. 3, 7.
At 321. I'm guessing the 321 is what you're bringing, right, Joe?
Yes. 321, you say?
Well, I know you started at 334 with that last statute, but I think this is one that was before that.
So right now we're dealing with 3.
They're both set at the same, though, Chuck. I think we can take care of both of them, probably.
It's 3, and they are both set the same.
Yeah.
The name of that copy, Chuck?
Can we pop one of them up location-wise? And
Bell Family Trust.
Bell.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, he's pulling out.
What?
No, 321 doesn't have anything to do with it. It's an Emerald Point, but it's an occupancy.
It's totally different.
Is this the one that Mr. Lowther brought to us?
Correct.
So, I'm sure you're familiar with Emerald Point. Right up there, you've got paved roads on a on both sides. You got water, sewer, and electric. All
yes.
out there.
Yes.
Well, tell me again, Brandon. I'm lost. Where did we go?
Where's the other one now that we're in this location? We got that one. Can you pull up that one right above it that's Madison? We've got two right there together, I think.
I thought it was over further to the...
Oh, yeah. I remember looking at it before when we looked at it in here, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think we drove out.
Yeah, you drove out there that afternoon, Randy. Yeah.
That's a mess.
Was it a pretty flat lot?
He couldn't
I couldn't even find it. I mean, I didn't see map, very many flat anything.
Pumpkin patch and sky.
Yes, it was up on that very top where they got that entrance closed in that area. That would be up there.
That second one, number 70, paid $432 of the tax sale for it. So that's the taxes.
The second one?
Yeah, which one?
Number 70.
Does that show ours on there?
Yeah, so we're... I guess my point is what is a lot in Emerald Point worth, undeveloped...
With all the utilities.
With all the utilities and the stuff.
Well, every lot that's sold out there with agreement that you will have utilities, you know, before you build something. The big thing is it Lakeview?
Let's say it's not Lakeview.
99% sure it is not. Not Lakeview.
It is not Lakeview. And why do they stand here?
We would have had a higher value on it than $20,000 if it was Lakeview.
The assessor has assessed at $20,000.
Let's go to history on these lots. Go back and see what they were before.
But they're saying it's worth $6,000.
Yeah, but some of them they said was, I mean, before Chuck lowered it already, it was $60,000 or something.
$69,900 to $20,000.
Yeah. He's already lowered it. He's already lowered it from 69.9 down to 20,000.
And they want more.
They want it to go down to 6,000.
He paid $1,000 for it, Colonel.
I offered double his money, and I don't think you took me up on it.
Oh, I don't think that one.
That was good.
You need to follow up on that, Brandon.
I think at the time I had it on me. I don't have it on me now. Something about people want me to make my house payment.
If we're going to make the adjustment at the state, I'm going to make a motion that we deny both of these. Both the number 3 and number 7.
All right, we have a motion and a second in a hurry. On BOE number 2015-3 and 2015-7. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Now, does that same go with the next one?
That was number 7, yes, sir. Did you do it in too much of a hurry? You seconded it in a hurry.
I seconded it. A little slower this time.
Ransom Hill.
Number 92.
What are we looking at?
This one right here.
Shinnecock Hill. Is that Is that in Branson Hills?
It says Branson Hills Development, so I would assume so.
I think it's Payne Stewart out in that area.
It's no longer Payne Stewart.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The streets are.
If I'm not mistaken, this gentleman brought you two. This one is a vacant lot only. You can see we lowered it from 69 to 49, so it must be a golf course. He also brought his home, and if I'm not mistaken, you lowered the lot value on his home to 25, but... Yeah, there you go.
We did punch it in his last, or...
See, click on that one, Wes. Can you tell if they made motion or did action on that one?
Do we know what the...
It'd be that parcel number. Can you pull that up by the... Probably the BOE number either before it or after.
Yep, probably 91 or 93. Maybe 93 then.
Yep. Said the land value at 25,000. So we set his lot right next to him at 25.
Well, I made the comment to you. I'm quite sure that after it was said and done, I've had opportunity. The overall value of his place with it at 49 was not too high, or 69, whatever we had it on.
So you would have preferred the value of the home to be brought down, not the value of the lot to be brought down.
Well, I don't think either one needed to be brought down. And I'm not positive, but I think he might even made a comment that his place was probably worth what we had valued for before we did anything. Okay. That's water under the bridge, but then you decided, I think, to wait on the empty lot, and you were going to look at all of them together, as my memory runs.
And as you went from 69 to 49?
Correct. And the office, when James was here, he lowered them a couple of times because the market kept going down. And I lowered them again from 69 to 49. In fact, there, if you can look at 78 or...
69 to 49.
Yeah. If you look at some other ones, you'll find even higher numbers. But there's been folks bring in sales down into the teens for those Branson Hills lots. Less than teens, probably less than $10,000 on some of them. And again, that's where the SID and all that mess comes in, and it's really, and the homeowners, the fees, really hit them hard. And I got to say straight up that to sell any of those lots at $49,000, I don't think it's going to happen. I think maybe $35,000 is about the highest they've sold in recent times. But I just took it a step down, 20,000 is what I did. Not saying it was right.
Yeah, and I'd make the statement that we messed up on that 25,000 on that, but I don't know that there's anything we can do on it, but I would make a motion to deny this one and let them argue that point at the state.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, a second.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE number 2015-92. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Could be.
Anybody need to take a recess?
No.
Yeah, I believe we do. 5 minutes.
Let's take a 5-minute recess.
No.